Today's scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered. Amen.
네, I've been preaching the messages based on our senior pastor's sermons on the love chapter. Today, I'd like to deliver the message about the beginning part of the 1 Corinthians 13:5, saying, love does not act unbecomingly. What kind of relationship is there between spiritual love and acting becomingly? If you love someone, you will care and consider about him from the heart, so you will act becomingly. It's natural. So not acting unbecomingly is love. First of all, the dictionary tells us that behavior that is becoming is appropriate and proper in the circumstances. Let me tell you again, behavior that is becoming is appropriate and proper in the circumstances. And the dictionary also refers to unbecoming as not according with the standards appropriate to one's position or condition of life. Let me give you a simple example. When you greet each other, you should look at the other's face or eyes. It's etiquette. If you look at something else while greeting, you're neglecting the other. When a junior person runs into a senior person, if the junior says hi in an arrogant manner, it's rude. Sometimes you need to bow your head, and sometimes you need to lower your body. Even the ways of greeting are various and specific according to etiquette. The important thing is that, to our surprise, many people are unaware that they acted unbecomingly even after they acted rudely. There is a greater tendency toward those who are close to them. It is because when they feel uncomfortable with some people, they tend to act with rudeness or without proper etiquette. They offend others' feelings with unbecoming words or deeds and sometimes cause damages. This applies the same for God. Even among those who believe in God and say that they love God, when we see their deeds and hear their words, there are many who are so far away from loving God. But if we have true love, we never act unbecomingly. Suppose you have a very valuable and beautiful jewel, then will you treat it carelessly? You will be so cautious and careful in handling it, not to break, harm, or lose it. Of course, you will prepare a very valuable jewelry box for it, too. Also, you must wrap the box with an expensive fabric like silk to keep it, even several times. Then you will not use just normal fabric. You will use an expensive fabric to keep it. Then if you really love someone, how preciously would you treat him? On the contrary, if you act unbecomingly while you're thinking you love the other, it shows that you don't truly love him. After all, being rude is derived from the heart that has no love. In order to fulfill the heart of spiritual love, you have to find out this kind of rudeness and change it. Then your heart will change. God will be pleased with your deeds of trying to get rid of old habits, and He will give you the strength to change. There are two categories of acting unbecomingly in general. First is being rude against God. Let's look into the attitude about worship services, prayer, and praise with various examples. Second is being rude against men. Let's look into such cases, and I'll tell you why such deeds come out and how we can change. However, there is one thing you should be careful when you listen to this message. It's good to find yourself through this message, but you should not make your you should not get disappointed or lose heart while you listen to this message. You have to be grateful for you have such messages, such precious messages that help you discover yourself. And also, you should not make your own frameworks with this message and see things with that frame, thinking, this is right, and this is proper manner, otherwise it's rude. It may pass judgment. Although the other acts unbecomingly, you have to understand his situation and heart, and it will be the true love. But if you form your frameworks by the message, you will feel uneasy when things don't fit to your standard. Then you may understand the other's heart. So, you can misunderstand the other's heart by doing that. It would be great if you examine yourself while listening to the sermon and make yourself more beautiful. If you find something related to your life, I wish you could change it with a joyful heart. I pray in the name of the Lord that many people will feel comfortable and joyful when others see you as if they were meeting the Lord himself. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, being uncoming is categorized into two, being rude against God and being rude against men. First, let us talk about the rudeness before God. God is invisible to our eyes. What do we have to do to see whether or not we have acted rudely before God? We have to examine the kind of attitude we treat the matters in our relationship with God. The matters of God refer to everything including worship services before God, prayers, praises, the church sanctuary, and holy things in it. Let's talk about worship services first. For example, drowsing off during the services is one of the main things that is being rude before God. It's because the worship service is offered before God. Therefore, drowsing during the service is same as drowsing before Father God himself. Suppose you are meeting your beloved ones and a beloved one, and you keep on dozing off in front of that person during you have a conversation. Cannot happen. How can you doze off in front of that person whom you love? But while you are talking to some person, but you are dozing off, then how offended that person would feel? Probably that person would think that you are neglecting him or her, and you don't love that person. He or she may say to break up. If you love someone, you have to listen to that person saying. So if you don't, if you doze off in the conversation, then he or she will have to doubt whether you really love him or her. In the same manner, it will be so rude to drowse before the president of the country or a CEO of a company. Let's say there is a meeting between the president and all the governors. Who will doze off before the president in a meeting? Or let's say board of directors have a meeting with a CEO, which director will doze off before him? Then we have to worship God the Lord of hosts with spirit and truth more. Other than dozing off, having personal conversations with people next to you during the service or having other irrelevant thoughts are also being rude, especially in a place far away from the pulpit or in other sanctuaries than the main sanctuary where you attend the service through a TV screen. You have to be even more cautious. When senior pastor explained this, he greeted the members of each sanctuary and asked if they were listening carefully. The second sanctuary, hallelujah. Third sanctuary, hallelujah. And nursery room, hallelujah. He was watching the screen. And are you listening carefully?
Are you listening carefully? 앞에 나와 있는 이 화면을 보고서도 우리 사람의 눈으로도 알 수가 있는데
You can see easily if you are
안 보시는 것이 아니지요.
네, 그래서 우리 listening to message very carefully or not.
마음으로 예배를 드리시기를 바랍니다.
I hope you realize this that God is looking at you and then give word for worship service in spirit and truth. God looks at everybody wherever you are. Behavior like this tells us that the worshiper lacks the fear of reverence for God and the fervor and effort to act appropriately. This is not just being rude before God, but also before the preacher or the leader of the service. For example, there is a believer who is talking with another person next to him, or he is having idle thoughts and dozing off. And the preacher may wonder if the message is not gracious enough. He may lose the inspiration of the Holy Spirit so that he may not be able to preach with the fullness of the Spirit. All these acts will eventually cause disadvantages to other brothers and sisters, and they are also rude acts. But the reason why God looks at us and even searches our hearts is not to keep a watch on us to find something to rebuke. It is to find those who worship Him in spirit and truth with their best in their measure of faith and to bless them. Because God is Almighty and God knows everything. If someone acted rudely, God will be the first one who knows it. But because if God is love, God's glad to bless his children. He still wants his children to worship in spirit and truth so that they can receive blessing. He doesn't rebuke why you are living, acting becomingly. As the same our shepherd does the same, I mean, with the heart of the Father God. If you find something against the message, I mean, against the will of God, just realize that our Father God wants you to worship in spirit and truth. I hope you can decide to change your attitude to the proper and appropriate. Well, it is also rude to leave the sanctuary in the middle of the service. Of course, there are some volunteers who have to go outside for their duties to help with the worship services. Other than that, except in really special cases, it is proper to move about only after the service has completely finished. Sometimes there are people who have to rush to the restroom during the service. If you're in such condition, you'd better sit near the door or at the back of the sanctuary. It will be comfortable and good because you won't act unbecomingly before God. Well, some senior members or patients leave the sanctuary before the service ends because they can't move fast to the bus. Because they don't want to stand all the way to back home. So they sometimes they leave the sanctuary before the service ends. But the whole worship is the worship you offer to Father God from the start to the end. The book of Leviticus in the Old Testament tells us about acceptable and pleasing worship that God is pleased with. In Leviticus 1:6, God commands Moses saying, He shall then skin the burnt offering and cut it into its pieces. Here, he means priest. The burnt offering in the Old Testament is applicable to the worship service today.
Here, 번제란 구약 시대의 제사로서 오늘날의 예배에 해당합니다.
Cutting into pieces means cutting out the sacrifice, the animals. When they gave burnt offerings, they had to cut the animals into pieces and then they burnt all the parts. This, in today's sense, means that we have to offer a proper and whole worship service from the beginning to the end according to a certain set of formalities and proceedings. Likewise, you have to listen to the announcements and the prayer for newcomers and the offering prayers. You have to attend all parts of the service. You're attending worship service with a longing heart for being healed and blessed for a long time, and you need to wait for just about 5 minutes more to finish the service. But if you couldn't wait for that short time but left the sanctuary, it's not the whole worship offered to God. How pitiful it is. We have to leave after the worship ends with the benediction or the Lord's Prayer. Some people think, you can just listen to the message and leave just before the service is over. But this is being very rude. If you did so without knowing it, I hope you can change it to please Father God. Those who act more becomingly before God leave even after the choir song after the worship service. Then you will look so lovely to God, and He will surely bless you about your offering the whole worship. Also, we have to follow every order of the sequence in the worship service with all our heart, beginning with the solemn prayer until we finish with the benediction or the Lord's Prayer. When we sing praises or pray, or even during the time of offering announcement, we have to give all our hearts. But do not pass judgment about those who leave early after listening to this service. Do not form your own frameworks by the message. Please examine yourself and try to change yourself. Then what do we have to do to worship God in spirit and truth? First of all, we should not be late to the service. It is not proper to be late, even in the case of there being an appointment with others, and how rude it is to be late before God. God is always waiting at the worship place to accept our worship. Therefore, we should not come just before the service begins. It is proper manner to come earlier and pray in the repentance to prepare for the service. If you are late, then you are late, then God. So I hope you can come earlier to prepare for the service. Moreover, using cell phones during the worship service, well, of course you should turn off your cell phone during the service. Leaving your children to run and play around during the service as acting unbecomingly. It's same with chewing gum or eating food during the worship service. There are children who run and play around in the sanctuary because they like it and their age. But you have to teach them. You should not rebuke them. You have to put yourself in their shoes. You should think like you're grateful for them to come to the sanctuary and attending service itself. And if you give an advice to them with love, then they will change by the love. The appearance that you have for the worship is also important. If you are to meet the president of a country, what kind of clothing would you wear? You will probably put on the best clothes you have in a very neat manner. Probably most of you will put on the suit. It's because the attire is a way to express our reverence and respect to another person. In the same sense, if you come to attend church with the clothes you wear at home or the work clothes, it's not proper manner. Children of God who truly believe in God know how precious God is. So when they come to worship Him, they come in the cleanest attire they have. In 1985 or 1986, God said in His prophetic word like this to our church, a big fish, a big ship is coming to this church today. So while our senior pastor was preaching the message that day, he tried to find that big fish from the congregation. Because the number of church members was hundreds at that time, he could have found that person, but he couldn't find such a person who looked like a big fish. You can guess what kind of appearance he would have. But the senior pastor couldn't find that kind of person. His heart was pointing someone, but because he was wearing a bomber jacket, that person didn't look like a person called a big fish. But after the service, the senior pastor got to know that he was a speechwriter for the president. As he usually dressed pleasantly plain, he came to the church in such casual clothes. But after he attended our church and came to know the will of God, he naturally changed to attend worship services in suit. Of course, there can be exceptions. Many people come directly from their workplaces for the Wednesday service or for the Friday night service. As they hurry up to come on time, they may come in their work clothes. In this kind of case, God will not say they're rude, but He will rather rejoice because He sees the heart. It's because He received the aroma of heart as they try to come on time to worship service, even when they are busy with their work. Therefore, I urge you that you will not judge other people just by looking at their appearances. Let me tell you one more thing about worship services. It is acting unbecomingly before God to smoke and drink before coming to worship service. Even unbelievers think that it is proper courtesy not to smoke or drink when they attend church. And as children of God, what should you do? If you have been attending church for a considerable period of time, you should definitely cast away these old habits with faith. Even if you are a new believer, it is proper manner before God to try your best to cast away these old habits. It is important to be becoming in the worship service, but it is also important that you should not pass judgment on other people who seems to act unbecomingly. There is a member who was suffering from diabetes. Because this member lives alone, even though he has to care about the meals, he just ate noodles and sometimes he skipped meals. So his disease, diabetes, got worse. And such patients with diabetes easily feel drowsy while sitting for a long time. There was one person who gave an advice not to doze off during the service to that member. And this patient didn't feel good because the person didn't know the situation of his. And in the, well, when I visited him, I said to understand the person because he gave another advice because he didn't know the situation. Although people kept giving advice to you, not to those of the neuro service, this person didn't feel uneasy or uncomfortable about such things. Now he's changed like that. He was patient. And he came to those of less than before. Even though he didn't quit drowsing off during the service, he became better. In the meantime, I saw Father God gave grace to him. People may think he might think he could not receive answers from God when they saw the attitude of his attending service. But when he attended the summer retreat, well, because of his disease, he had many problems like pain in knees and on the whole body. He couldn't walk normally by the disease. He had to walk like dragging his legs. But after receiving the prayer for the sake of senior pastor from the altar, he received healing. And he could walk normally. Before, he couldn't jump. He couldn't even walk well. But this time he was, he could jump, even jump. Let's give thanks to Father God who healed him. But he was not perfect in the sight of men, but because Father God saw his heart, he gave grace. Father God gave grace to him to be healed of his disease. Let's talk about prayer. Prayer is the conversation with God. The same goes for praising. Praising is not just a song, but prayer with melody, with which we give to God the aroma of our heart. You know, we include the order of prayer and praises in order of all worship services. During the service, you should not think like, it's just a worship song. It's one more prayer, nothing special. Therefore, not only when we offer a praise as a part of the service, but also in any kind of prayer meeting, praise and worship service, or in cell group worship service, we have to offer it with all our heart. For example, we have the Daniel prayer meeting in our church every night except Friday. If we come late without a special reason, move around during their prayers without any cause, or pray in meaningless repetition and drowsing and idle thoughts, these are all being rude before God. Your prayer while dozing off cannot be offered up to God. Also, it is rude to tap on somebody or shake the person who is praising to stop his prayer. And even between men, if somebody interrupts the conversation between two people, or if somebody suddenly stops talking, it is not considered to be proper etiquette, good manners. Then how much more rude would it be if you interrupt the conversation between someone and God? You should not shake the person. You just call him quietly and wait for him to finish the prayer. It applies the same when you pray. Even while you're praying, just because somebody is calling you, if you open your eyes and stop praying right away, it is also rude. Let's say you are talking with your boss. When someone calls you, if you don't finish the conversation or ask for an excuse, but you just turn to that person and talk with him, isn't it rude? Therefore, when we are talking to God in prayer, we should be more careful. We first have to stop the prayer properly and talk to others. When the senior pastor preached about this, he shared the story that happened at the beginning of our church. It's a testimony that a pastor's wife got poisoned by briquette gas seriously but recovered to become normal after receiving his prayer. At the time, the main fuel was briquette, so the accidents of briquette gas poisoning occurred frequently. The pastor's wife breathed the burning briquette gas for all night, and she was found late in the morning. People took her to the senior pastor's house. However, the senior pastor was praying at his room. During his prayer, someone knocked the door very urgently. That person said there was someone dying and asked for his prayer. But our senior pastor didn't stop praying to go out right away. Because he promised God to pray for some time, he kept praying to finish that time. You may think he had to quit praying right away, but he didn't. Fortunately, he was almost finishing the prayer. So after he finished praying, he went to the living room. The body of the pastor's wife was so cold. There seemed to be no hope. But 2 minutes after the senior pastor prayed for her, she woke up and became totally normal. Dear members, there is one thing you can realize. Do you think he didn't answer to the urgent calling but kept praying because he didn't love that flock? It's not true. Those who love God from the heart treasure and love their neighbors and the souls entrusted to them so much with the heart of the Lord. Then why didn't he stop praying? It is because he clearly knew that the promise with God was the most important thing. Because he loved God, he didn't want to act unbecomingly, even just a little. Of course, God wouldn't have rebuked him even though he finished prayer for some moments because of an urgent call from his church members. But our senior pastor wanted to offer up even his personal prayer time to God wholly because he loved God before all else in the world. God loved him and guaranteed him. Because he pleased God with faith, he could receive the power. And after all, briquette gas completely left by his prayer by once. Of course, I'm not saying that you can think, it's right not to even answer while someone calls me. I would just pretend not to hurt that calling. Please think wisely according to your own measure of faith. Because the senior pastor had such a faith, Father God gave the power and he could heal that briquette gas poisoning. Well, God wants to have a fellowship of love with his children through worship and prayers. Also, worship and prayer is our duty and obligation that we have to give to God as His children. If we offer our worship and prayer in spirit and truth, He gives us back blessings and rewards. He answers to our prayers more quickly because He receives the aroma of your heart with delight. On the contrary, if you cannot worship in spirit and truth, particularly on the Lord's Day, you may get diseases and have various kinds of problems. How do you keep the Sabbath? Just sitting in the sanctuary is not keeping the Lord's Day. Only when you worship God in spirit and truth, you are said to keep the Lord's Day holy. It is the true worship that you listen to the Word of God without any other thoughts and without dozing off. But you don't do this, though. You just come to church and sit in the sanctuary on Sundays. You pretend to listen to the Word, but you are full of worldly thoughts. Like, how can I make money? I want to watch final game of baseball. I want to go fishing, hiking, or playing golf. And you still think you worshiped, but you didn't offer the worship in spirit the truth that God receives. In our conversation, we have to feel the hearts from each other. If you keep thinking differently from the conversation, it's acting unbecomingly, and it is not from love. If you accumulate becoming acts for a year, 2 years, and so on, you will make a wall of sin against God. Even between a husband and a wife, or between parents and children, if relationship without love continues, there will be many problems. It's the same with God. If we have a wall against God, we may get diseases and face various problems. We may not receive the answer to our prayers, even if we pray for a long time. Of course, God also accepts your behavior differently according to the measure of faith of each one. If you are a beginner who doesn't have a strength to practice the word, even though your outfit is not neat, or if you doze off or have idle thoughts, God is pleased with the fact that you attend service itself. Imagine that a kindergarten kid washed the dishes in a clumsy way to help the parents. Although the dishes are not washed clean, the fact their kid did it itself will please the parents. But what if the parents will praise that kid, although the dishes are not clean? But still, the mother will praise that kid. But what if a grown-up child washed the dishes in the same way? Then parents will be worried a lot. The parents will be worried about that child, how the child will do in the future. Likewise, if you just sit in the church but think about the world while you claim that you have faith, it will cause you problems. But on the contrary, if you begin to have proper attitudes in worship and prayer one by one, you can solve your problems. Although you try to practice the word, if you do so, if you act unbecomingly without knowing it, you all that you have to do is change now. As I said, if you begin to have proper attitudes in worship and prayer one by one from now on, you can solve your problems. John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. As it says, we have to offer to God who is spirit all our worship, prayer, and praises in spirit and truth. We looked into worship services, prayer, and praising. To act unbecomingly in the sanctuary of God is also showing rudeness before God. For example, we should not get angry and quarrel in the sanctuary. Also, I mean, sometimes some people quarrel about seats. You should not feel uneasy about the seats. Well, the pastors are checking if there is someone who gets angry about that matter. But recently, such cases decreased. If you by any chance act unbecomingly in the sanctuary like this, please change your heart and change your attitude. Then God will be pleased with you and bless you. We should not talk about worldly entertainments or businesses in the sanctuary either. It is the same with carelessly handling the holy things of God in the church or to damage, break, or waste them. The first part of Psalm 11:4 says, the Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven. The temple, the church, is where God dwells. In the Old Testament times, not just anybody could go into the holy place. But today, by the grace of our Lord, anybody can enter into the sanctuary and worship him. It's because Jesus redeemed us from our sins with his blood, as said in Hebrews 10:19, therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus. But even Jesus, who gave us this kind of love, did not allow disgracing the holy temple. He drove the people buying and selling in the temple, saying in Matthew 21:13, and he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a robber's den. When the holy temple of God the Father was disgraced, our Lord didn't stay calm. My house here means the temple. Exactly speaking, it is the yard in the front of the temple, not the inside of the temple, because our only priest could enter into the temple at the time. It was not in the temple building, but only at the temple yard. They were selling things to offer to God. But Jesus did not allow even this kind of act. Here we can realize that the sanctuary does not only mean the place where we worship. It is every space within the boundaries that consist of the church, including the yard and all other facilities, even restroom. So, we should never sell or buy things in the sanctuary. If you pay money for some snacks, you have to pay outside the church boundary. Also, getting angry or committing sins in the temple is disgracing the temple of God, which we should never do. Therefore, wherever we are in the church, our every word and action have to be holy and perfect. I also urge you to, well, you can ask about this. Then how about cafeteria, snack shop, bookstore, or vending machines in the church? God doesn't consider them as selling and buying stuff. Why is that? At Jesus' time, those people who buying and selling doves or lambs in the temple did that for making profit for themselves. But the income of church cafeteria, snack shop, bookstore, or vending machines is not to make money. All the income is used for the kingdom of God, for relief or scholarships. Also, the things that are sold and bought are all related to God's work. In the church bookstore, they sell books, audio tapes of God's word, the Bibles, notebooks, frames of the Bible verses, and so on. It's not for someone to make money. Church cafeterias next door and vending machines are also helping members to attend worship service in fullness and helping those who have weak faith not to commit sins by buying something in the world on the Lord's Day. That's why God allowed to have snack store or vending machines inside the church. But those who have faith should think differently. You should prepare something you need in the Lord's Day on Saturday in advance. Then you will not buy something on the Lord's Day, because these kind of snack store or cafeteria are ready for prepared for the people who have weak faith. So I hope you understand this well. Psalm 84:10 says, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000 outside. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Because David was a man of God, he could confess so. We can see in this confession the earnest love of King David and his truthful heart to live in the temple of God, even if he has to be a merely doorkeeper. Likewise, the thicker the love for God we have, the more we long for the temple of God, and therefore we will not act unbecomingly in the church. As just like the title of this message, if you act by the law of love, then you will not act unbecomingly before God. Therefore, I hope you will handle preciously anything that is related with God with all your best, just as you face God Himself. By doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that your loving relationship with God will become deeper and deeper. Next, let us consider the cases being rude against men. 1 John 4:20 says, if someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. It says that you are lying if you say you love the invisible God while you cannot love your visible brothers. Only when we do not act unbecomingly toward brothers and sisters can God also believe our confession saying we love Him. Then what kinds of things are being rude to brothers and sisters? For example, when we talk on the phone, we also have etiquette to keep. If you call at late night or talk on the phone for a long time with a person who is very busy, how much damage are we causing? To be late to the appointments or suddenly visiting somebody's house are examples of discourteousness as well. Well, is there anybody who thinks that we are so close and isn't it kind of too formal to think about all those things between us? You may have a really good relationship to understand all things about the other person, but it is still very difficult to understand the other's heart 100%. Therefore, you should check whether it is only your own opinion by thinking from the other's point of view. Especially, you should be careful not to act discourteously toward another person just because you are always with the person and we are very close. Leviticus 19:32 says, you shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the aged, and you shall revere your God. I am the Lord. But today, it is difficult to find people who wholeheartedly serve with their parents, teachers, and elderly people whom they should obviously serve. But God's children should keep the law and order of this world and not to act unbecomingly. It's because the truth never changes even after many years. Then why does such rudeness come out? It is because you don't consider others but seek for only your own benefit only. So it make others feel uncomfortable or give damage in time or money. Some people act unbecomingly as they cannot understand others and sympathize with them because they've been growing up self-centeredly. Or they might have not been recognized or loved while growing up, so they couldn't broaden their heart, but after all, they come to want only to receive. Anyways, when such cases happen, if you have many brothers and sisters and you don't feel like recognized or loved while growing up, then you may become the person who wants only to receive. Anyways, if people don't experience the perfect love while they grow up, they may act unbecomingly, involuntarily. But there is a way to solve it. It's not late. All you have to do is learn diligently, hear advices, remember it, and act it all. Then you can change. It's too soon to give up thinking, I cannot do it because of so many old habits I have. We can never change ourselves by our own strength. But Father God and the Lord are stretching their hands to pour down grace. Most of all, if we pray fervently, we can gradually get rid of flesh and we will begin to hear the voice telling what acting unbecomingly is or what love is from our heart. Also, our senior pastor has filled up the measures of justice for us with tears for many years in order to lead us to New Jerusalem. Please don't blame on the environment where you couldn't receive and learn love from, but believe that you are in the precious church where you can see the goodness and love of God correctly and give thanks. Also, keep piling up deeds of goodness and love diligently. When you give love and receive, the deficiency of love is filled more quickly. We are living as God's children in this world. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." That is, if we show good deeds to others, it is to glorify God. I pray in the name of the Lord that your life will be able to touch many other people like this. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, people spend most of their time with other people, meeting and talking to them, eating with them, and working with them. To that extent, there are many kinds of cultural etiquette in our everyday lives. But everyone has a different degree of education, and the cultures are different in different countries and among different races. Then what should be the standard in our manners? It is the law of love that is in your heart. The law of love refers to the law of God, who is love itself. Namely, to the extent that you imprint the word of God in your heart and practice it, you will have the attitudes of the Lord and not act unbecomingly. Another meaning in the law of love is caring. Being rude is caused, after all, by not caring for others, which is lack of love for others. But if we really love others, we will always care for them so that we will not act unbecomingly towards them. If you accomplish perfect love in your heart, you will fully follow this law of love. Therefore, I hope you will quickly cultivate this perfect love in your heart so that you will treat everybody like we would do in the heavenly kingdom, as we would treat the Lord himself. By doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be honored to the highest degree by God, by the angels in the heavenly kingdom, and by all people. Let's pray, thinking over the message. Thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let's receive the prayer for the sake of senior pastor through screen. Please lay your hands on your sick part. If you are not sick, please lay your hand on your chest for the desire of your heart. Hallelujah. Almighty God, our loving Father, please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away, light come. Please scourge all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, urinary, and intestinal cancers like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high or low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, and women's disease and all inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leave. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let their heat and burning sensation go away. Let no scar remain. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves and tissues and cells be regenerated. Bring the bad dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean force and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problem. With the fire words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels in your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying you, Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.